Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode I'm rambling about air conditioning and some of these small things that we take for granted occasionally and why we shouldn't. And I'm doing this because I'm sitting in a home right now that is probably about 84 degrees Fahrenheit near, which if you come from a place that's warm and it's like 110 outside and there are no signs of it getting cooler, you can understand my frustration with lack of air conditioning working at this time. This is basically a like a freehand ramble, if you will. You know, I didn't even write a script. I was sitting in the heat, very sweaty. Not that you care or necessarily want to know those details. And I said, you know, it's so frustrating that the AC isn't working. You know, what else do I take for granted? Or do we occasionally take for granted that really, you know, when it's gone, it's like, wow, that really is something that I don't acknowledge how great it is. And frankly, at this point, like, does it matter if it's 84 degrees in here versus 86 by the time I come out? I mean, I thought, let me be productive. Let me take this inspiration. And that's why I'm calling it like a freehand ramble, because typically when I do rambles, I collect or I write down a series of topics. And I just kind of bullet point them to sort of guide me throughout the ramble, because I don't think people want to hear me just saying, So typically a script or an outline of a it's not a script. I don't take the time to write down everything. I mean, it's like it's an outline. It's a guide. And having that guide allows me to, I think, bounce between topics without too much dead air. So if this one is a little bit more, a little slower, you know, maybe you prefer it that way, then you know why. It's because I'm coming in here, I'm upset with the fact that I've had to have someone come and look at this AC unit, no kidding, 6 times in the last 3 months. At this point, I have the guy on speed dial. Every time I call the guy, he just knows. He just picks up at this point. He's like, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, or I'll be there later today. What is it this time? I don't know, dude. AC isn't working. You know, it's pushing out air. It's not pushing out air. Sometimes it's very cold. Sometimes it's very warm. Again, I don't like to provide personal details of my life. But it suffices to say I live somewhere very warm. That, again, you need AC to live comfortably. You know, just like someone in Canada would need heating throughout the winter. You know, it's not even a luxury at that point. It's a literal necessity. I actually read something the other day about some kind of firewood stove tax that they were proposing either at a provincial level or on a federal level. I'm not sure what it was. It might have been on a provincial level. That basically it was, how should I say, not promoting, it's basically, it's really not prohibiting, what's the word I'm looking for? It's dissuading homeowners from holding on to and maintaining their wood-burning fireplaces. Apparently this is done to, I mean, you know, the government, I suppose, at a provincial, federal level will say, we want to do this in order to maybe reduce the amount of smoke going into the air. That's probably dangerous for the environment. It could be dangerous for a homeowner, obviously. But I'm just sort of thinking, I mean, what if power goes out? What if there's a big snowstorm, you know, in the middle of winter, you know, and that person or those homeowners were relying on essentially having a backup to try to warm their house? Wouldn't that potentially be a disaster? You know, it's not a luxury at that point. I mean, it's a total necessity. You know, yes, it would be nice to have a warm house when it's, you know, maybe 50 degrees outside and you wake up and you want, you know, a warm house to wake up to. But when it's like 30 degrees below zero, I don't understand the idea of trying to essentially force people in one way or another to eliminate their wood-burning stoves. It also helps them save money, I imagine, right? I mean, obviously, if you're burning wood as opposed to running your furnace or whatever, I suppose you'd have to look into the price of wood, but I'm imagining that it's cheaper to run the wood-burning stove. Why'd I get into that? I didn't even really introduce the series. For those of you unfamiliar, if you couldn't tell, my ramble series is basically I take some topics, start just t chatting it up with you. It's usually pretty reserved, very relaxed. There is no point. The point is to have you on your toes as to where I'm going with each and every sentence. And for some of you, it helps you sleep. For some of you, it helps you unplug. For some of you, it's just background noise, maybe. And for some of you probably just hate to listen to me, but you hate it so much you can't get enough. I think we've all been there before. Not really. I have a friend who he's dating, you know, he's a little bit younger. He's in his early 20s, right? He's in his early 20s. And he started dating. He has a new girlfriend. But his ex-girlfriend is a little bit younger than him, right? So she may be 19, 20 years old, something like that. And so she'll do things now, like she'll comment on his Instagram, you know, like, "I'm prettier than the girl you're with now." Or she'll have friends comment, like, "That girl's not cute that you're dating." Like, kind of nasty things like that that I think are inappropriate. And I think at any age, even children know not to, you know, go out of their way to say something rude or unkind. And it's sort of along the same line of thought of, you know, you hate something so much, or you're so annoyed at something that, you know, you can't consume enough. Because I would think if someone dumps you and subsequently starts dating someone else, you know, 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, whatever the time frame may be, and you were upset with that person for doing that, wouldn't you want to sort of separate yourself from that person? In other words, why do this so, you know, why do this on a weekly basis where you're just going out of your way to try and be rude and to try and just show someone how miserable you are? Which is really what it boils down to, is this person is so either miserable or bored with their daily life that they have taken an opportunity to basically just try to bring someone else down. Which, again, I think is super unkind. I mean, I think we all have our opinions. We have our moments that we get upset. But not even when I was younger would I take the time to, you know, go to like Reddit or on Facebook and be like, you know, "I hate this person," or, "This person can go do something nasty. You know, this person can, you know, insert insult here." I don't think that those kind of comments are productive in any sense, right? They sort of paint you to be a worse person you probably are. and it can be used against you in the future as a reason why an employer is concerned about your attitude or your beliefs. And again, we've all been there. We've all been in a situation where someone does something or says something or something happens that, you know, you get really upset about it. And, you know, maybe internally or to a friend, you know, at that moment you say something to or a family member, you know, again, does it, you know, do you want to be marked by that in the future? Possibly. And do you want to just spew hate? I mean, if you're trying to truly make the world a better place, why promote something negative out there? And that's sort of the way I feel about taking time to basically comment on an ex's page. And granted, I mean, and I've told him, I will be honest, I do think he does it in part for the attention. I think he enjoys the fact that there is, you know, someone out there who still can't get over him. And I can sort of understand the appeal of that. I think it appeals to a very sort of like biological need of you know, wanting to be seen and appreciated, and on top of that, being acknowledged as being something, you know, great by the opposite sex. But nonetheless, I mean, she shouldn't go out of her way to comment on his things that are basically just roasting this other girl. And he should take the time to eliminate that person from his life. And I don't even remember how I got on this. I was talking about how sometimes you hate things. Yeah, I've never been like that. I've never hated something. Like, I'm very much so someone that is fueled by sort of trying to be positive. The things that I enjoy are things that I try to double down on. It's kind of a problem I have in some cases where it's like, you know, I get very tunnel visioned, if that's even a thing. And the things that I enjoy, I just want to focus on them and do my best at them. At least that's my experience with that. A little recording secret going back to the AC issue. In order to reduce noise in the house, I'll always turn off my AC. It's typically not a problem because what I'll do is I'll put it on a little bit cooler for, you know, half an hour, 30, you know, half an hour to 45 minutes before I actually start recording. So by the time I come out, I turn it off, and let's say I'm recording just one episode. Sometimes I'll record two episodes, three episodes, just to sort of get a jump. If I'm feeling very inspired to either record content or to make content and record that same day, I try to take advantage of that positivity and that energy. But what I am hoping is when I turn on the AC again, that by some miracle of technology or of being above, I know it's hyperbolic. Take it for what it is. I'm not, you know. I understand. These are very first world problems. I'll be the first one to tell you that. It's interesting, right? How perspective plays a big part in how we live our day-to-day, right? I mean, if you're someone that is struggling with a very real issue and it gets better, you obviously have the sense of relief and happiness. And yet for something that is obviously trivial, you know, because I have options, right? Like I could go to a hotel for a couple days if that's totally necessary. I could stay with a family member if totally necessary. But it's funny how it's like, you know, when you're on your path and things are going great, all of a sudden it's like you run into like a little bump on the road and it bothers you, right? It's like you have a hard time focusing on anything else almost. Like now I'm just like so focused on like, God, I mean, is this thing going to work? When is it, you know, what's the problem now? And it's been multiple issues, right? I mean, at first it was there was the freeze-on or whatever the liquid, you know, the aerospray or the like whatever they put in the unit to actually cool the air that comes out. The first time this guy came over, it was gone, like we had used it all. And then the second time we did it, it was the breaker or the, you know, I'm not very good when it comes to this kind of hardware. I mean, again, this goes back to the idea of when I'm very focused on something, and AC units are something that I've never expressed interest. My uncle loves AC units. He thinks they're fascinating. He's a machines kind of guy. But when he was younger, he actually tried starting an AC company. And, you know, he moved on to different things. I think he had a little bit of success with it, but he just didn't enjoy the management of his own people and having to do the marketing plus the service. Plus he had a hard time. He's a stickler for like quality service. And I think his problem was he got to a point where, you know, he was so busy doing multiple things that he couldn't just do the thing he enjoyed doing, which was fixing units, installing units, so on and so forth. So he kind of took that back, and now he does it as like a hobby. Actually, he'll help friends with their AC units, and you know, I mean, he does charge a little bit. I mean, I know that he doesn't do it totally for free, and I think it's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, having a hobby or having something that you enjoy doing, and then doing it in part because you get some reward out of it, both some sort of stimulation from the activity itself plus an extra reward. You know, I don't think that's totally normal. You know, maybe you enjoy driving, maybe you enjoy talking to people. You know, you could do that with Uber or Lyft or whatever. Maybe you enjoy organizing or decluttering homes, you know, and you can offer that as a side thing. A lot of different things out there. It's amazing how many different hobbies there are. You know, it's like podcasting. You know, podcasting for me is basically my hobby. You know, I make very little money from it, right, as it stands right now. I mean, maybe in 3 years, you know, each episode is downloaded, you know, a million times, and I'm working with, you know, hundreds of sponsors that are clamoring to advertise with a podcast. But, you know, it's never really been about that. But I will admit that obviously one of the things with podcasts for me is I don't like the idea of working on hobbies or projects that just lose money. This is a relatively easy project to maintain, and you know, the little bit of revenue that comes in is it's rewarding enough. You know, it's a disproportionate amount of time I put into the podcast. When I get out, it's not like when you break down the numbers, I'm making, you know, $100 an hour. I put, you know, it's nowhere near that. I mean, we're talking about like literal, you know, single dollar figures as it stands right now, probably, you know, $3, $4, $5 an hour. You know, if I were to really break it down, that's probably the case. But it's just a good example of something that I enjoy doing enough where, you know, I wouldn't want to take time somewhere else to do something I don't like, or I wouldn't want to do something else that maybe is more financially rewarding, but not as stimulating or fulfilling emotionally, you know? And, it's just one of those things where, you know, I've gotten so, I'm very attached to the podcast for obvious reasons. I mean, at this point, it's been a couple of years that I started, and in large part, I started the podcast because I really wanted to learn how to podcast. And I also really wanted to work on a side project that gave me a lot of, you know, motivation to work on it in my spare time. And this is something that's, you know, gotten better with time. So maybe it's also a good time just to say thanks, right, to you guys, of course, for listening. As I've said, there were many reasons why I wanted to start the podcast. And a big thing for me as well was this idea that I really didn't feel like there were. I thought there were a lot of great content creators for ASMR content online on YouTube, for example, that sort of combined audio with visual. But I didn't feel like there was a podcast out there that offered the right frequency, you know, uploading two or three times a week, and the right variety, in my opinion. And I can tell you that myself, I'm someone that enjoys maybe listening to the sound of, you know, water on the beach one day. And then the next day, I want to hear someone talk about, you know, sculpting a sculpture. And so that's kind of what led me to make the podcast. At this point, you're definitely asleep, I'm sure, because, I mean, you're probably thinking, why is this guy going on about this? Well, to ramble, I have nothing better to do. Shortly, I'm going to end the episode, if anything, because I need to try. I'm either going to try to turn on my AC unit, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to leave the house for a little while, or I will, I guess there's no other option. I mean, if it doesn't turn on, it doesn't turn on. But yeah, it's just one of those things, right? AC that you don't really think about every day. You know, you just take it, and then all of a sudden when it's taken from you, you really think, wow, it's amazing what a difference that makes, obviously. Anyway, I will call it quits there. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my freehand ramble. Hopefully I did okay, despite the fact that I didn't have any sort of guidance. You should be asleep by now. If so, good night. Or good luck explaining this to your boss if you're taking a nap at work. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, email the show. hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Please follow us on the very popular ASMR app, Tingles. Tingles. That's it for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.